time mowing the grass. You made me a list and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Break out the umbrella. Some showers around the area today. Clouds at mid-40s. Breezy northwest winds to 25. Showers tapering off tonight. Clouds stay with us, lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Thursday, again, highs in the mid-40s. Currently 46 degrees.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Let's get it going. Happy Wednesday afternoon to everybody out there. Thanks so much for joining us over here. We've got Playmakers on 105.5 WIRI, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Getting your printing needs taken care of, getting the word out for you. Head on over to Quality Plus for all your printing needs, everybody. Phil joined us this morning on the show to get us our word of the day, our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Had a lot of fun with that. Got James here, Michael Comer over there.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I don't know, but like Toby Keith said, ain't much fun since it started raining, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, something like that. We're going to have some fun this hour, though, everybody. We want to hear from you. We are going to do our best to cover the sports gamut. We've got a lot to cover today, not only our schedule, not only getting people ready for the weekend games, whether we're talking River Kings or college or pro sports, but there is almost all the sports are going right now. This is one of the most unique and, I think, exciting times of the year if you love sports. You've got the World Series right about to start on Friday.
Yep.
You have the NBA kicking off. The NHL is in its second, third week. And, of course, football is in you are in go time in football.
Yes.
We are at the stage in the football season where the dust settles. And you're finding out, hey, is this team for real or are they not? We'll get into more of that as we go along here.
Or would they have been for real without all these injuries or what have you?
We'll get into all of that. I do want to program note-wise. We don't have a show on Friday, everybody. I will be out of town. I have a memorial service to go to, and so I'm going to the Evil Empire. By that, I mean Chicago. I'll be out of town for the day, but we'll be back on Monday.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
Thank you. We'll get into our schedule. We do have some great sports on the radio for you throughout the week. We'll get into that. But I do want to start with nostalgia, Michael. NBA on NBC.
That's the one I was trying to pinpoint.
NBA, copyright-wise, I want to be careful, but I didn't want to get too close to it. But I love basketball. I make no bones about that. I know that it's not everybody's most popular sport, and especially here in Central Wisconsin, unless we're talking, high school sports or something like that. Not that well followed. Your Milwaukee Bucks, they go
UWSP
for a title run there.
A little bit.
Sure. So I don't talk a whole lot of basketball, but I have to start the show here because we don't see this very often. NBC gets it. NBC is listening to the fans. NBC sees what the fans want. They see what works. And instead of having a billion-dollar marketing team get in there and, the young people like this. Oh, let's do this. No. They know who's watching basketball. If you're young, you're probably catching highlights. You're probably looking at things on your phone or a TikTok highlight or something like that. If you're between our ages, you're probably watching games or you're at least watching for something. You want to see them interview Michael Jordan. You want to see something like that. Pre-game interviews, all that stuff. And that's what they leaned into. They leaned into where their money is. They leaned into where their fan base is instead of trying to chase something. They landed it, and they hit it on the mark, man. That music hit off, and I might as well have been like 10 years old again, or 13, getting ready to see Michael Jordan and the Bulls start up or something like that. Like, it was just awesome. It was great. And then the games. The first game of the season, Oklahoma City-Houston. You get Kevin Durant, you get Shai Gilgeous, Chet Holmgren, all these players. Two overtimes. It was a fantastic start to the season. Golden State is for real. You got to watch out for them. They're not even that healthy yet. They're not even working everything out yet, and they're still figuring stuff out. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is showing more and more that he is just a machine. This kid does not give you the gigantic slam dunk. He doesn't give you that ace three-point shot in the end. All he does is his job. He just goes out there and produces. He is a machine. It was fun to watch. It was a fun start to the season. It's a long season, so we probably won't talk about basketball again until the playoffs. But I did want to get that in there. And locally, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks get to start their season.
Start up in a couple hours.
With, against Washington. So there you go. If you could start your season anyway, if you're a basketball team, you want to start with the Washington Wizards, Bullets, whatever they want to call themselves. But a big tip of the hat to NBC, because they did it right, man. They did it right. I thought a great interview with Michael Jordan. I did hear some people say, oh, he didn't give enough. Oh, he didn't say enough. It's Michael Jordan.
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't not only need to, he doesn't do that. That's not him. I thought I've been watching that man my whole life. He's been a part of my whole life.
Right.
I've never seen vulnerable Michael Jordan.
No.
I've never seen self-deprecating Michael Jordan. I've never seen Michael Jordan talk about. He hasn't picked up a basketball in years.
We know of, right.
Sure. Well, that's what he's saying to Tirico in the interview. He's like, I haven't touched a basketball in years. Tirico's pushing him on. He's like, seriously, I rented a house. The guy had a kid, and he wanted the guy he was renting it from wanted him to take a shot for his kid. So that's the last time he's picked up a basketball, according to him, of course.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see arguably the most competitive human being I've ever seen in my life. Any of us have ever seen. You. If you don't know enough about Michael Jordan, you do a quick little search on him, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. Any names you want to throw out there, go right ahead and throw them out there. It's a fun debate to have, but I will win this argument. There is no more determined athlete in human history than the way Michael Jordan was. To see him now was pretty cool, I thought. It's old man Michael. It's cool. I liked it. It was a great start to the season. I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes, and certainly where Giannis ends up, because now it's getting to a point where I don't know that Milwaukee could do anything. They could trade for Durant, and I don't know that they're going to keep him. I think he's got his 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And honestly, if that's the case at this age that he's at, if he's not going to finish his career in Milwaukee, so be it.
Get everything you can for him.
Get what you can. Get that haul.
I mean, it stinks, but it's like trading for. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you don't have necessarily, maybe you don't have that Aaron Rodgers as a backup to Giannis or whatever, but you do have a Miles Turner who is a nice piece, and you can get nice pieces, and this is basketball. This is how it works.
By subtracting one, you can add a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing against Giannis, because I got nothing but respect for him. He said, I am going to bring a title here. He did. And with there's issues with the management or coaching or whatever, because I don't know if Milwaukee knows what they're doing as far as coaching and management.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say there, but he's got to do what's right for him, because it is his career as well. And he's made more money than we'll ever see. So if you want to retire, so be it. You can do it too.
Not only did you get a ring from the era of Giannis, but you got a lot of excitement. You were relevant.
The in-season tournament.
That was a win right there. I think the Dame experience, while short, was really cool, especially with that in-season tournament win. And you got him in his prime. Like, whatever anybody else gets of Giannis, it's the tail end. And so that's great. He's always going to be a Buck no matter where he goes.
Yeah.
He'll always be a Buck. And he knows that. He loves Milwaukee. He literally loves Milwaukee.
Oh, he does.
He had a kid born in Milwaukee even. Yeah. So he's always going to have a tie to that city. Before we get into the World Series, start kicking off tomorrow and some interesting storylines about it, I want to begin 50 years ago with our story of the show. 50 years ago, Carlton Fisk changed baseball television forever. Now, we're talking about, you know right away, if you're even a half of a baseball fan, Carlton Fisk's famous home run, and he's shifting. He's moving his hands.
Yeah.
He's trying to shift it and everything. Just a really quick side note to any Boston fans out there, and that includes one of my favorite people, or one of my coworkers, Brian, who is a teacher at Second City, and I get into this argument with all the time. Carlton Fisk had a legendary moment with Boston. He had a career in Chicago. He's a White Sox. You can go ahead and call him a Boston Sox all you want. He is a White Sox. We don't have a lot. You're not taking this from us. He's ours. He played more games with the White Sox than he ever did in Boston. He had a moment in Boston. He had a career in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Side note. This is a side note.
Right.
But how did this change? This moment change TV? I could get into the story, but I encourage you to read it yourself at MLB.com. Just a quick synopsis of it is, essentially, there were a lot of rats in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
And
ask the British.
Right. Nicely done. Very nicely done. So there are rats in particular. There was a gigantic rat that happened to like the cameraman. And so this rat is messing with the cameraman's feet. And this guy's getting like just this guy's
creeped out. Yeah.
Yeah. Cameramen are some of the most like unfallible people. Like they are incredible at what they do. From your local TV cameraman to your big time NFL cameraman. These people are incredible. They don't get the credit they deserve. They are locked in the weather, no matter what's going on.
You got to get the shot.
And keep it still. We don't give enough credit to that. You notice when you're watching one of the windiest games you've ever seen, no matter what the sport, and that camera's still, those cameramen are incredible at what they do. Mm-hmm. This guy was rocked by this giant rat. So he decided he's just going to keep the camera on Fisk. Because the whole question is, why doesn't he follow the ball? That's what you do in baseball. You follow the ball. He keeps the camera on Fisk because he's being bugged by this rat. And he's like, no, I'm not messing around with this. I got to keep my eye on this rat, so I'm just going to keep it on Fisk. He has no idea that Fisk is going to try to wave the ball over. It changes the way we watch baseball. It changes the way we take in baseball, the way we film baseball. All of a sudden, the batter matters more. It's not just about the following the ball.
Right.
So now you've got to have multiple cameras. You got to have one camera to follow the ball, one camera on the batter. Is he going to flip it? Is he making a move or anything like this? Up until that point, certainly baseball players were doing things like
but
they never filmed it. All because of this rat, they decide that this happens, and everybody loves it. It's a legendary play. We all know what I'm talking about. As soon as I said Fisk, you thought of it.
Yep.
It's the way everything changed from that point, just because of this big old rat. It's an awesome story. It's wild. I don't know. The sports and these kind of things are amazing. And never forget that Carlton Fisk is a White Sox. Let's talk a little World Series. Before we do, getting into the previous round, the National League Championship, thought an interesting story here. Shohei Ohtani, rightfully named the National League MVP, or MVP of the National League Series.
Of course, he better have been.
Yes. In a single game, he had 3 home runs, pitched 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, and did it on the 17th day of the month, and he is number 17, so that was kind of cool. It seems like he'd rather give credit, though, to anybody other than himself. He went out of his way and asked them to add a sign to the bottom of the trophy that says, quote, team effort. He did not want the MVP. He did not think he deserved the MVP, to a point where he was really pushing them, give it to somebody else, and then he finally decides, no, let's do this, put team effort on there. Shohei's trophy is on display inside the Dodgers clubhouse. Whatever you think of that, I did think it was noteworthy.
I was thinking there's probably some tie-ins with what the betting was in Vegas with Shohei.
I was thinking that he has, like, he wanted team effort on there, and it turns out like he's got some company called Team Effort, and that's actually what
that'd be kind of cool too.
I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Game 1 of the World Series is tomorrow, 7:00 on Fox. Dodgers will take on the Blue Jays in Toronto. I think that some people might assume, if you're not paying attention to the series, Los Angeles is going to start there for sure.
No.
Toronto had a better record.
Yep.
Toronto had a better record, and we've been saying this pretty much through the whole playoffs. If your whole goal for these playoffs were to see somebody beat the Dodgers, this is the
team.
This
might be the one to do it.
This is it. They got some hitters on that team. That pitching staff and that bullpen is insane.
It just hurts a little bit because I might have to cheer for the American League and a team that's not in the United States. I just don't know if I can do that.
You mentioned it the other day, and it's been in my head on and off since, because I'm so on the same page with you. I'm the same way. I'm always going to root for the American team. Even if it's my rival, I'm going to root for them. And I don't know that I've ever rooted for a foreign team when it comes to Toronto.
Oh, I know I haven't.
Whether it's the Raptors or Blue Jays or anything. I don't think I ever have.
Definitely not hockey.
Yeah, definitely not. So it's such a weird place to be in, because I've said before, before, I love Mookie Betts. I have no interest in seeing the Dodgers hold up the World Series. I don't want to see that. I don't think that'd be an interesting World Series, even if it goes seven and they win it. I don't think it would be. I think the only real reward here is, oddly enough, to see our neighbors in the North, 70 billion people or whatever it is up there, all rooting for this one team. I was rooting for Seattle hard in that game seven, yeah. And I'm watching it, and I don't think the Mariners have it. I don't. They don't have the bats. It doesn't seem like they have it. So I never really was all in that the Mariners were going to win that game. But Springer hits that ball, and not only. We talk about sounds that will never get old. The crack of a homer. When you know, man, it's a home run. Yep. When you know it is. Mm-hmm. Like Vlad, you don't really usually get that. He's got such a violent, quick swing, yep, that you don't know if it's going to be a single or it's out. He doesn't hit big bombs.
Yeah, it's a you-know-what missile. Yeah.
Where Springer and guys like that, man, they whop that ball. And it sounds so cool. It'll never get old to me. I could have it as a ringtone on my phone.
I don't know how many times watching our Afters games with my parents back in the day, sitting there and just, you know what, that's gone. Don't even chase it, buddy. Just watch.
Yeah. That moment happens in the Toronto fan base, and the way it was, I got myself caught up in it.
They have the momentum, man.
It was really cool to hear. It's so different than when we see in Seattle or in Milwaukee or in St. Louis or anywhere else where, yes, they got a great fan base. It's loud. It's not a whole country. it's really impressive.
Once they took out the Expos, it is only the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and I got to say, I've talked to Canadians about this. I'm not saying anything I haven't said to them or anything. I've never been able to understand their love of baseball, but man, do they love baseball.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. Most of the Canadians I talk to and stuff, I ask, have you ever played baseball? Oh,
No.
But they love the game. It's cool to see. I think it should be a good World Series. I'm hoping at least six.
I'm hoping it is.
Hoping it is, but
I don't know how much I'm going to be able to watch it, but just being busy with other stuff, but I hope it's a good one. And at the bottom, and because I have no real cheering interest, I hope both teams have fun.
Right on. want to get to a little NFL talk, and as we were kind of teasing a little bit before, Michael.
I do have a stat of the show with that, by the way.
With baseball or with football?
With football.
All right, great. Excellent. We'll get to that before the break. With football, we are at that stage in the NFL season where it is go time. It is, are you going to make a playoff run here? Are you going to be a buyer or seller at the trade deadline? Yeah. All of that. It kind of sneaks up on us a lot of the times. I don't know. There were a couple of bellwethers this year, though. Baltimore has been such an...
Oh, my goodness.
Such a tragedy, if I could just, you know.
Disappointment.
Yes.
Just a disappointment.
Whereas, so we've, and that's been a storyline the whole season. And then Indianapolis, where they kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And every week it seems like, okay, are they
the
for
ghost
real,
of
though?
Jim Irsay.
Yeah. Are they for real, though? And now we're at the point in the season where people are like, okay, we got to take them for real. We got to start taking them seriously. Jonathan Taylor is the real deal. Daniel Jones has figured something out. Indiana Jones, one of the best nicknames in football, has figured something out. You got to take them seriously, because even those things are great. That defense of theirs.
Yeah, it is.
That's something over there.
Chargers, too.
The season is upon us now. There's all these great games that I want to get into, and we'll take a look at the schedule here in a second. One of my stats of the show, though, Aaron Rodgers threw the longest pass attempt in NFL since at least 2017 with a 69.8-yard Hail Mary in a recent game against Cincinnati.
Yep.
And I know that, obviously, in Wisconsin, and the Packer fans, you've seen this your whole lives. Your whole, football careers that you've been watching, Rodgers. You've seen this for the last 20 years or whatever it's been, that Aaron does this. Not at this age. And if you watch the play, he doesn't really have his footing. He doesn't really, it's not a
that's
typical
just, that's
Aaron
strength,
Rodgers.
Man.
He just whoops that thing out there, and it's just... Say whatever you want about the guy. Think whatever you will about him. But please understand that we don't get to see this that often.
We might not see it ever again.
We might never see it again, especially at that age, what he's doing. I mean, just as it is, like, That's awesome. I know it was an incompletion. I know it was a meaningless play. But the fact that he still got it, that's
yeah, if
that's
I remember that, cool, he got that thing down to the end zone,
he
too.
He did. It was an impressive play. Maybe just as impressive is his response to this Sunday's game with the Packers and Steelers. Him going out of his way to make sure everybody under the sun knows this is not a revenge game. He has nothing against the Packer organization. And I take him on his word on this.
He had something against the Jets. Just listening to him talk about it, he has something against the Jets. There's no question.
Yeah.
The Packers, that was one that if he did, I think he got over it. Which is hard to say about Aaron Rodgers, because that man holds a grudge almost as bad as I do.
Exactly. That's why it's so impressive to me. This is not a guy who does this. This is a guy who Aaron had run had won two MVPs, had won a Super Bowl. He's being interviewed, I think, on NBC or our local NBC affiliate. Yep. And it's just a kid, kind of young reporter, and he's talking to him, and he brings up his height. And Aaron completely changed. He went cold on him. He ended the interview. Like, he does not like his height being brought up. It's part of why he slept in the draft, was his height. It's a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, that's,
Like, this is a guy who does not let any of that reporter, he never talked to again. Like, well, the whole time he was let, the next 8 years or whatever that he was in Green Bay, he did not talk to that reporter. Like, he does not, like.
Well, and Aaron's a pretty tall guy. What does it matter? I mean, other than the draft evaluation, but.
I genuinely think we've seen him grow up. I genuinely think we've seen him mature. I think we've seen an Aaron Rodgers. We're seeing an Aaron Rodgers now that gets it, that sees his career, that, hey, this is the end. How do I want to be remembered? How do I want to go out? Do I want to go out like a whiny baby? Do I want to go out pointing fingers at everybody?
You took a different word than I thought you were going to say.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right. The FCC's listening. Or do you want to be remembered as a team player? Do you want to be he can't undo what he's done. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he knows that or not. So we're not ever going to forget a lot of this stuff and everything that he's done. But I do think that he is a guy who is in the moment. And that's really wild to think of, considering where he was just a year ago and the kind ego and the Pat McAfee show and all these things. And now he's just locked into that Steeler way. He understands that, hey, this is probably it. This is probably my last rodeo, and he's going to enjoy it. And this could be a really fun game. Yeah, I just you don't get to see that perspective from players very often, and you darn sure didn't think you'd see it from Aaron Rodgers. I don't think any of us thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to turn it around and get humbled and everything. That's not what guys like him do. They double down. They never think it's their fault or anything. It seems like Aaron Rodgers has taken some responsibility. It seems like he's looked in the mirror and like, okay, I got to work on me here. Admire that. I admire it. I also think there's something relatable here that for a lot of us. My oldest had a wedding a couple years ago. Her mom and I haven't really talked or seen each other since senior year in high school. It ended horribly.
Yeah,
I was very nervous of going to the wedding, running into her and her family.
I'm sure she was the same way.
I get there, I see her, and it's perfectly fine. And her family is great to my family, and it's a wonderful interaction. And I realize, oh, yeah, that was 20-some years ago. She's had plenty of exes since then. She's more focused on them. I'm old news.
Yep.
Aaron's in the same situation. Green Bay's old news. That's fine. It's the Jets that he has a problem with. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
It's the Jets.
that's where his real distaste.
As disrespected as he may have felt at the time with anything with Green Bay, with drafting Jordan Love and blah, 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 blah. As an outside looking in, and no real horse in the race, the disrespect he was given by the Jets having him fly across the country to meet the new staff just to be told, yeah, you're not our guy, get out of here. Now, that's Aaron's side of it. But we've seen what the Jets have done and are doing. Man, that's believable.
There are only a couple of things that I feel 100% confident I would die on this hill kind of thing. The New Jersey Jets will never be relevant. They will never be relevant. In the sense, maybe they go on a run for a season. Maybe they get to an AFC championship game or something like that.
Like they did about 15 years ago.
Right, butt fumble, all that. That kind of thing, I'm not talking about that. Any team can do that.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns have done that.
Yep.
The Miami Dolphins just did that a couple seasons ago. Anybody can do that. I mean relevant in the sense that you are feared for a decade. You are a team to be considered for a while there and everything.
Yep.
As long as Woody Johnson is in charge of that team and the ownership is in that ownership, it will never change. And I'm saying that it's the same thing about Chicago. I don't believe Chicago will ever win a Super Bowl with the McCaskies owning them. I don't believe that will ever happen. I don't think that it's a doable thing.
Things are looking up right now for them, I don't know if it's sustainable.
I think that more times than not, Chicago has proven that when things go well, it's because they lucked into it. They lucked into 1 year with Trubisky. They lucked into a good defense and all the turnovers going their way, and so they get to a Super Bowl one time. Like, as long as the McCaskies are doing things, it's only going to go because we got lucky. Yeah. It's not because, oh, this is a well-built organization. Oh, I want to play for that franchise because they're well-run. It's not that. I will say it's the opposite of the Jets. You don't have a bunch of people trying to stick their nose in things. The McCaskies do not do that. They will spend money. They will get out of your way. They just don't make good decisions with it. They're like a 18-year-old with $1 million. Like, hey, oh my God, I got $1 million. I'm going to buy this sports car. I'm going to do this or whatever. Like, that's what it seems like they are. And that until they sell that team, that they'll never happen. The Jets are 1,000 times worse. Ooh. Like, the Jets, if I was a New Yorker, there is no way I could find myself rooting for either of those teams. I could see the Giants, maybe.
There was a thing I just saw on the internet where it was after a Jets game of a guy coming up to some just kid, and what'd you think about the team? What'd you think about the game? And the kid's like, I hate the Jets. He's like, listen, I've been around the Jets my entire life, and I love them, and I'll always love them, and I'll always cheer for them. But this is just horrible.
Yeah,
this is bad.
The ownership. You can point the finger at a bunch of different directions, but it all comes down to ownership. It is not very difficult to find out who's doing things wrong in sports. Follow the money. And it always leads to the top. Who's making the decisions? It's easy to blame a player. It's easy to blame a coach.
Yep.
It always comes back to the ownership. Who signs their paychecks?
Yep.
If you're not pointing at ownership, you're pointing the wrong finger. You're doing the wrong thing there, man, because it's always ownership. Michael, you said you had a stat of the show.
Two of them now that you reminded me of.
Right on.
First one, 1970. The last time the Packers won in Pittsburgh.
Ooh, whoa. Wow. Wouldn't have guessed that.
Yep, 1970. Okay. Wow. Now, they've had some close chances.
Mm-hmm.
The last time they were in Pittsburgh, that was Jordan Love's first year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was a back-and-forth game. That was a game where people kind of said, Jordan might have it, mm-hmm. whatever it mm-hmm. is. Or like, Jordan might have it. And now today, there's still people saying he does not and whatever. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
And then the time before that they played, it was the year before they won the Super Bowl. They lost by one on a last-second touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
That they should have won that one.
Mm.
But either way, they've won the last several against Pittsburgh and out of Pittsburgh, obviously, including a Super Bowl. So there's that. There's that one stat of the day. Now,
that's
here's
awesome.
My question. Now,
awesome.
You can answer this after the commercial, as long as you promise not to research it. But I'd love to have even a couple callers call in for this one and see if they can give it. If Aaron Rodgers beats Green Bay, well, Pittsburgh, but Aaron Rodgers beats Green Bay, he would be the fifth NFL player to beat every team. Who are the other four?
Oh, wow. Is that a good one? Ooh,
now,
that's a good one.
Now, here's the other caveat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Currently, there's four that have beaten all 32 teams.
Mm.
There's two that beat all 28.
Oh, wow. Oh, I can't wait to hear these.
Now, if you can get those two, do it. But here's the other thing. Four of those six that I have are in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, excellent.
With the other two that better be in there. And then Aaron would join the ranks too, because you know he's going in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But if you can figure out the one that won the two, the 28 with the smaller league, or if you can name all four without looking it up, come on.
Mm-hmm.
No looking it up.
Yeah,
no cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can figure out who the other four are that beat all 32. Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call, 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. Join the conversation, everybody. That is fantastic, man. We'll come back with the answers of that, get into the NFL schedule a little bit. And you mentioned the Hall of Fame. Well, we've got the modern-day era players to advance in the voting for the Pro Football
Hall of Fame. Oh, I did not see that yet.
That's awesome. We're going to get into that a little bit, too, and plenty more on Playmakers, where we speak sport.
Your brand has the power to hit harder than a Grand Slam champion. And Wicked Awesome Media is here to bring the heat. From custom pens and mugs to branded apparel and swag that serves up serious style, Wham! Delivers championship-level creativity that helps your business crush the competition. Swing by Quality Printing Plus on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids or visit whaminc.com. That's WAMINK.com. Wham! Helping brands smash their goals and win every match.
If you already love Laura's laid-back picks of the day, then you'll love her newest show, Red Folk and Blue. It has the sounds of American music, folk, windows are down, bluegrass, you got to reach a little bit higher, blues.
I've been feeling like a piece of rice paper.
And Americana.
Why can't I?
Red Folk and Blue on 105.5 FM WIRI, Saturdays at 7.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Break out the umbrella. Some showers around the area today. Clouds at mid-40s. Breezy northwest winds to 25. Showers tapering off tonight. Clouds stay with us. Lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Thursday. Again, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 48.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Hope y'all are having a great Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Michael and James hanging out with you. Hang out with us. Join the conversation. 715-424-2600. Call up and join us. Your sports takes, your sports feelings, and certainly if you can answer Michael's question.
Yes, yes. Again, that question. If Aaron Rodgers is to beat the Packers on Sunday night, he would be the fifth player in NFL history to beat every team in the league that once expanded to 32. Who are the other four? Now we can add to that if you want to get into it. There are two that beat everybody when the league was 28. If you can name them two, or those two, them two, whatever, I don't care. If you can name those two, go with the two, and all but. So that's six, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the two retiring before the expansion. Then you would go, I guess my question then would be, four of them are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of them should be soon.
Mm-hmm.
So have at it. I mean, if we want to give it a little bit of a stewing time,
yeah, I think
we can do that.
Time.
Go come up to the after the last break.
Yes.
Then we'll get it there. So get your thinking caps on. Mm-hmm. No cheating.
Yeah.
No cheating here.
One of these days soon, we'll have some River King tickets to give away for things like this and stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
So maybe get your name on the list, everybody. And call up with your answer. You get it right. You get yourself some Kings tickets. We got them in town this weekend. Of course, Michael's going to be covering those games for us. How'd you enjoy the first two games?
They're fun. You saw a team respond to adversity in the first game, trailing 2-0 with six straight, and you saw a team just keep chipping away, like Coach said.
Yeah,
it was chipping away when you have goalies standing on their heads.
The River Kings in action this weekend, Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock puck drop. Northwest Express coming to town. Join Mike and Seth for those on Friday and Saturday if you can't get to the Southwick County Rec Center. Follow your Kings as you build hockey up and down the river, riverkingshockey.com. Want to get into, as long as we're talking about classic players and everything, Michael, before we dive into the NFL schedule for the week, taking a look at the next round, the players that have moved on to the next round.
This will be the semifinals?
Yeah, for the 2026 Hall of Fame class. class. Quarterback position, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers. I think all three are eventually going to get in Drew Brees a first ballot.
Yes.
I mean, there's...
But you can't go against Eli because, man, he beat Tom Brady twice.
Yeah.
He's got to be in just on that.
I 100% agree with you. I think almost on the exact, on the other side. So Eli, the rings. I mean, yes. That's what you say. That's why he gets in and what you, stated there.
And Brees got in because of a ring, but the numbers, the sheer numbers. Look at Philip Rivers.
And there may not be a quarterback. The way Drew Brees, what his effect happened on football, his free agency, and him not signing in Miami. Nick Saban doesn't stay in Miami. Nick Saban goes to Alabama. Like, look at the way things went because of that. Just him simply signing, Miami not believing in him. Not Miami. Nick Saban wanted him. Miami wasn't confident in signing him. So he signs in New Orleans, changes the complete trajectory of the New Orleans Saints, and college football forever, because Nick Saban goes to college football. It's incredible what happened there. And he belongs in the Hall of Fame, first balloter. I think on the other side of it, while Philip Rivers does not have the rings, nobody that ever watched Philip Rivers play, I don't think, could say, oh, that's a Hall of Famer. Like, that's a Hall of Famer, Philip Rivers. Like,
that's that's like coming down on Dan Marino.
Yeah, yeah. I think,
or Jim Kelly.
I won't get into the argument of, is he a first ballot, second ballot? I don't care. He should be a Hall of Famer. Work on that speech, Mr. Rivers. And as far as running backs, one of my all-time favorites, top five favorite running back of all time, and a guy who, as far as off the field, no question first balloter, Warrick Dunn. Warrick Dunn, for those that don't know, was in college at Florida State when his mother, a single mother who was a police officer, was killed in line of action.
Yes, sir.
Warrick Dunn has spent his whole life buying homes and getting home for single moms, doing things like that. Among many, 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 many other things that Warrick Dunn has spent his whole life giving back to communities and everything, not only in Florida where he's from, but in Atlanta where he played, in Tampa where he played, and all these other places. I love Warrick Dunn as a human being and as a player. I don't think he's a first balloter, with all that I just said. I know he's not probably
a first ballot Hall of Famer as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
But a player, maybe not.
I hope he gets in one day. I don't know if he belongs in there or not. Eddie George, Frank Gore, Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, Lorenzo Neal, Fred Taylor, Ricky Waters, your other running backs making it to the next round.
Frank Gore, man.
Gore's got to get in on stats alone. Look at where he ranks in these things, man. I think he's the fifth all-time leading rusher.
Yeah, and doing it all after a potentially career-ending injury in a national title game?
Nobody.
In college?
Nobody thought after that play happened, we'd be talking about Fred Gore as possible Hall of Famer.
You're right.
That's impressive, man. Eddie George, I mean.
He was top-notch, too, in Tennessee.
Good too. Yeah. Fred Taylor was just resilient. I loved Fred Taylor's career. Great player. Ricky Waters, Lorenzo Neal, these are all nice players. I don't know if they are. Yeah. Wide receivers. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
I mean, Larry Fitzgerald literally should have, after he announced his retirement, should have went right the next same, starting his first lines of his Hall of Fame speech. If Larry Fitzgerald is not a first ballot Hall of Famer, I don't know what one is. I simply do not know in any league, in any sport, if he is not a first balloter. That is the greatest wide receiver that I've seen since Jerry Rice, and I haven't seen a better one since. Mm-hmm. The most complete football player I've seen since Walter Payton, Larry Fitzgerald.
He's one of them, yeah.
One of the greats, to me, just in my opinion. What I love about Larry Fitzgerald is he's been spending his time talking about this, talking up his teammate Anquan Boldin, and trying to get people to get Anquan Boldin to vote for him. I love that. That's way, because that's so Fitz. That's so what he would do. He's not talking about himself. He's talking about, arguably, we don't see tough guy receivers anymore. We don't see these guys. If you remember the play, Anquan Boldin, I believe for the Ravens, they're trying to win the game. The ball's thrown in the end zone. He catches it and is crushed by three different players and comes down with the ball, and he's the only one not shaking his head. I think you could make a very good argument that Anquan Boldin was the toughest or most hardcore wide receiver you ever seen.
Yep.
Just an incredible player. And Florida State in the pros, loved his career. Torrey Holt also in there. Jimmy Smith, Steve Smith Jr., Hines Ward, and Reggie Wayne.
Hines Ward, yes.
That's a list right there. Jimmy Smith, one of the most underrated receivers of all time. All he did in Jacksonville was get 1,000-yard seasons every year and everything. Mark Brunell and him, a great one. Steve Smith Jr., if it's not Anquan, it's him that you're talking about as far as tough guy receivers go.
Yep.
Hines Ward, a great blocker, also a dirty blocker.
Yeah, there is that, too.
But he was good. He was good. Reggie Wayne, it's hard to argue argue with him, his career. I could see almost all of those guys eventually getting in. First balloters, though, I think Fitz is probably the only. Torrey Holt, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe just because of how popular The Greatest Show on Turf was. Tight ends, just Greg Olsen and Jason Witten.
I'm Olsen. Olsen over Witten personally, but.
I don't know what it is, but I know he played for the Bears, but he played for the Bears for like a cup of coffee, it feels like. Greg Olsen, nobody remembers him as a Bear unless you lived here in the Midwest or something like that.
Carolina Panther.
I just really like him. And I think he's
a better announcer than people give him credit for.
Absolutely. He's way better than Tom Brady.
I personally think so too, but he just doesn't have – he's got better hair. Well, maybe not better hair, but he's got a better 5 o'clock shadow than Tom Brady.
This may be the only thing in life I can say this about. I'm a better announcer than Tom Brady. Like, and I've done 2 games, and I'm better than
this,
him.
Tom Brady's a little rough.
Do people think he's going to get better? He's not going to get better.
I don't know.
This is who he is. You can't change what you are. This happened to Joe Montana. It happened to Michael Jordan. It happened to Dan Marino. They're not interesting people, and they're not willing to share the things that are interesting about them.
Right.
That's not going to change.
But at the same time, I mean, ask Randy Paul. You know, he'd tell you, and he has told me, I've made jumps in being a better broadcaster than what I was when I started. So I think there's room for people to improve, and maybe he will. I have a hard time 2 years. That's a pretty small sample size. But I get your point, because as being the quote-unquote best to ever do it, you should have a little more this and that. I mean, look at Tony Romo. He's entertaining to listen to. He might drive you crazy sometimes, but...
And part of what made Tony Romo likable is his relatability, his humanizing himself and bringing himself to people's level, and also his willing to share insight, willing to share stories.
That too.
Tom Brady is not willing to do any of these things.
Nope.
And there is nothing about Tom Brady that wants to humble himself or wants to make fun of himself or anything like that. And to what you're saying as far as can he get better at it, certainly he can learn names better. He can get timing down better. But those things that I mentioned there that could make him good at it, he was not willing to do.
Right.
Whereas Greg Olsen is the exact opposite of all those
things.
It's
all drapes pulled away. Yeah.
Offensive linemen, Willie Anderson, Lomas Brown, Reuben Brown, Olin Krutz, yes. Nick Mangold, yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you see about him the other day?
Yeah.
He needs a kidney or something.
I hope he's all right.
I hope he's going to make through.
Ooh, Richmond Webb. Forgot about Richmond Webb. Great guard. I could see all those guys getting in. I don't know if they will, but
Mangold at some point, just outstanding center for the Jets for so long. And just offensive lineman. That's mean.
Jay Hildenberg is a part of my nostalgic youth, but Olin Krutz may be my favorite center of all time. I loved Olin Krutz. Defensive lineman, John Abraham, Robert Mathis, Haluti Natata, Simeon Rice, Vince Wilfork.
Wait a minute. Simeon Rice isn't in already?
I can't believe that I just said that. I thought for sure he was in the Hall of Fame.
I could have sworn he was.
That's wild.
Well, he better be in there, and so should Vince the man-child Wilfork, too.
Yes.
He's another guy that's pulled the drapes back and told stories. And he's awesome.
He's great. He is such a fun interview. He's on the Dan Le Batard show.
Oh, he's hilarious.
On a couple times. So it's been a couple years, though. He gets on there, and right away Dan asks him, so, you know, right away in the conversation, it comes up basically, you know, Vince's love and all this stuff and how he's got a lot of love in him and all this. And Dan brings up, you got that wonderful wife. And Vince, without missing a beat, we got a divorce. But it's okay. I know you didn't know. Like, he handled it so well. He could have been a jerk in that moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And he handled it so well. Le Batard is falling over himself, apologizing. And Vince Wilfork couldn't be a nicer human being about
it. It's like asking, hey, how's your... whatever, and they just passed away.
Just
yeah,
foot into mouth, man. Yep. And Vince just handled it perfectly. He is a talker. He's a good one. Linebackers, London Fletcher, James Harrison, Luke Kuechly, Terrell Suggs. Good luck keeping any of them out.
Yeah. Harrison and Suggs right there.
Yeah. Ian. Man. London Fletcher, one of the more underrated linebackers of his generation. Like, consistent as all get out. 100 tackles every year right in, no matter what the team he's playing for. Played the middle linebacker position the way it should be. I could see all four those guys getting in. Defensive backs, Rodney Harrison, Asante Samuel, Earl Thomas, Charles Tillman, Troy Vincent, and Darren Woodson. It's tough with defensive backs.
It is.
I can make an argument for the rest of the show that Tillman belongs in there, but that don't mean he does.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's my argument. I don't know that he does. Punters, Gary Anderson, Shane Leckler, Adam Vinatieri.
Vinatieri.
Yep. And special teams, Brian Mitchell. Okay. Brian, I'd love to see Brian Mitchell get in.
What's the senior group? Is that not there?
That's a good question. Good question.
Because Mike Holmgren deserves to be in there.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing the senior group here on the article here, so I'm not going to. But I 100% Mike Holmgren should be in. It's a black eye on the NFL that Mike Holmgren is not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Already,
that makes no sense.
Right.
Yeah, that makes no darn sense.
But I'll tell you what, though. I mean, as many Packers as there were eligible, I'm okay with none of them making it this far. And we talked about that a month ago. Love Donald Driver. But I don't know if he's NFL great. Same with Jordy Nelson. Love him, too. I don't know if he's Clay Matthews III. Great Packers. All-time great Packers.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're all-time great NFL players.
The names I've mentioned as Kreutz and Tillman, same thing. Same thing. I'm way too close to it to be able to give an honest answer and everything. I try. I really am trying to be, diligent about it and everything. But also, I completely understand my bias and, when it comes to it. But I think that they could make second, third round, maybe make it in. The guys that we're mentioning with these two teams, the Packers and Bears.
Yep.
Either way, the Bears still have the most players in the Hall of Fame history. So that's
still?
Still. Nobody has more players in the Hall of Fame than the Chicago
Bears.
I know
Green Bay's right there with them.
It's literally all we have. It's all we have. It's just give us this. Don't look it up. It's true. It is true. You can look it up. But please don't take this from us.
For a year or two, they did.
And they still do. The Chicago has more people in the Hall of Fame than anybody. But I know Green Bay is right behind them on that as far as teams go. I'm pretty sure that the New York Giants are up there as well. There's a couple teams that will surpass them any year now. It's just a matter of time. Taking a look at the NFL schedule before we go to break here, Minnesota and Los Angeles. Let me first give you your byes: Detroit, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Rams, Arizona, Seattle, and Jacksonville. Those are your byes this week. You got Minnesota taking on Los Angeles Chargers.
That should be a good one, and that could be the beginning of the end of Minnesota this season too.
Yes. Whereas I will say, if they beat them, and I know the Chargers have taken some losses lately, that's their fault for wearing the ugliest jerseys I've ever seen.
Which one?
The yellow mustard, mustard look.
Okay.
You got those powder blue jerseys sitting in there and you go out with those, you deserve to lose. I'm sorry. No, you don't. This is my pettiness. But when it comes to Minnesota, this is everything we've been talking about as far as, hey, are you going to be a contender or are you going to be trading players away come the trade deadline or something? That is all about Minnesota. Minnesota is one of those kind of teams. Baltimore is one of those kind of teams. Now, I do think there's a gigantic difference. While Minnesota came into the season with some expectations, I don't see anybody looking at them and being like, well, okay, if they don't make it this year, they're done. It's actually more about next year and the year after with Minnesota, where Baltimore, that window is incredibly tight right now.
Right.
And with every loss, it's only getting more and more. It's not to say, hey, next year Lamar Jackson's not going to be back, but Derrick Henry probably won't be. And
might not be.
You're going to have a year older Lamar Jackson. Yep. A year older.
Mark Andrews, what's his contract situation?
Window closes so quick on these players. It feels like yesterday we just realized Lamar Jackson's an amazing quarterback. And it's so quick how it happens. Miami and Atlanta is
I don't know if I want to watch that.
No, I don't even want to see the highlights.
Want to watch tennis instead?
New York and Philly should be a good one. Especially his Philly for real.
After last week.
I don't know how
couple weeks ago.
Dallas and Denver, I guess. There's not a whole lot of great games on the slate to me this week. What do you think?
It'll be interesting to see how Tampa bounces back with their MASH unit.
Yeah,
I mean, no
true.
Receivers left.
Definitely.
If Washington was healthy going up against the Chiefs.
That's the thing, yeah.
If they were healthy, that might be an interesting game. But, I mean, now we still got to pull for the Commies over the Swifts. I have to now.
It does look like Jaden Daniels is unlikely to play on Monday, so that's a disappointing thing there. Otherwise, I'm with you. That would probably be the game, the game of the week.
Well, Bears at Baltimore, that's one that Baltimore can get back on track against a team that's to this point, maybe overachieving a little bit. I mean, records-wise. Once you dive into the record a little bit and you see who they've played, okay, I get it. That's why they're 4-2. Not saying that the Bears aren't improving and getting better. I'm not saying that by any means.
I agree with you, though. 100% agree with you.
But that's one where Baltimore can make us start realizing, well, the Bears are the Bears, and Baltimore could be getting better during the stretch run.
Right.
But at the same time, if they lose to the Bears, people could still say the same thing about the Bears, but then that changes the whole narrative on Baltimore and saying, oh, goodness gracious, Baltimore is horrible. But I think the game of the week is Sunday night.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And not only do I think it's the game of the week, I think it's really might be the only good game this week is Green Bay traveling to Pittsburgh.
I'm sure actual games will be good.
Yeah, definitely.
But on paper, that's I think Green Bay-Pittsburgh is the only good one.
I mean, you know, as far as the actual NFL action, San Francisco at Houston is going to have some highlights that we're going to be talking about. I mean, you know, so these games are always going to produce something
interesting.
I mean,
two heavy defensive teams.
I'm excited about that Sunday night game. I think that could be a really good one. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing.
Your brand has the power to hit harder than a Grand Slam champion. And Wicked Awesome Media is here to bring the heat. From custom pens and mugs to branded apparel and swag that serves up serious style, Wham! Delivers championship-level creativity that helps your business crush the competition. Swing by Quality Printing Plus on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids or visit whaminc.com. That's WAMINK.com. Wham! Helping brands smash their goals and win every match.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others. And now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes. 50-50s and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Leftover evening clouds and showers. Tonight mostly clear, a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, more clouds. Some late sunny breaks, highs in the upper 40s. On Friday, morning frost, then more sun, and a high near 50. It's 46 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI. Hope you all are having a great Wednesday afternoon. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. Laura's going to come in. She's got some great music lined up for you. Be sure to stick around for that, everyone. Michael, you had a question for us, and you have an answer.
Yes, of course. Going back to the question, if Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Packers on Sunday, he would be the fifth quarterback to beat all 32 teams. Who are the other four? Mm-hmm. Now, no one's called. I got a text, and we'll touch on that in a bit. Mm-hmm. Who you got, James?
Tom Brady. And
that's one.
Okay, so as far as the 28, I think Elway did.
No,
we didn't. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Boy, I got nothing. I got nothing.
The 28?
Yeah. The 28.
All right. Let's go to 28.
Sure.
Joe Montana.
Yeah, I was wondering. I thought Montana.
Fran Tarkenton.
Ooh, wow. Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. All right.
Yep.
Interesting. Wow, so Fran Tarkenton did. Yep. Wow.
Yep. And this was an NFL database that I got this from when I was prepping for the newsletter, which subscribe to, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, let's go with the four who've beaten everybody.
So Tom Brady.
Yep.
Drew Brees.
Yes.
Oh, he did. Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay.
He only beat the Saints once.
All right. Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. Oh, as a Dolphin, he beat the Saints.
Or was it as a Charger?
A Charger. Yeah. I'm sorry. As a Charger, he did. That's right. He never played for the Dolphins. As a Charger. Oh, wow. How interesting. That's interesting. I don't know. I want to hold up the show here. So yeah.
I am upset with you.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Okay. Yeah. Peyton Manning.
And then. Lord Brett Favre.
Oh, Brett did do it. Sure.
Yeah, with the Vikings.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Certainly didn't do it with the Jets.
No. Well, the Jets were better than the Packers that year.
He did play a good season
with
them.
And what I was alluding to is every single one of them are in the Hall of Fame. Targeted Montana, Manning, Favre, with Brees and Brady both going to be coming up.
Yeah.
So, but I got a text
Great
message.
Question.
I got a text message from my good buddy Shane O'Mac here, and he says, Peyton and Favre. Either right, and yep, both. Who are the ones to beat 28? And I told him, he's like, yep. He's like, I want to guess Brady too. I'm like, well, he's right. You got one more, and then never.
yeah.
You know, but yeah, that was a fun one. I find a couple good ones every once in a while.
That's a really good question. That was a great one. And we'll have more stuff like that for you, everybody, coming up. We'll have tickets to give away, things like that. We're going to make you call in. We're going to figure out ways to do that. Did want to touch on our schedule before, touch on just a little bit of other baseball news that I want to get into. We've got on 97.5 FM WFHR, the Luke Fickell Show at 7:05. You know, you might want to listen to that while it's still the Luke Fickell Show. I don't know how long that's going to last.
John Gruden show coming up.
I don't know what they're going to
do
over
there. Mike McCarthy show coming up.
Yeah, maybe, God willing, the Jim Leonard show.
That'd be all right.
That would be cool.
Is that bridge burned?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Anything but the Luke Fickell Show is pretty much what Wisconsinites want right now. Thursday night, 6:50, right here at 105.5. You've got Nakusa at Adams Friendship. Boys soccer right here in Rapids. Region semifinals going on. Neutral site game. Mike and Laura are going to have that one for you. Looking forward to bringing it to you. Be sure to be here tomorrow night, 6:50. And then on Friday, Wisconsin men's basketball gets into the season against your Oklahoma Sooners, Michael.
Yeah.
6:30 on WFHR 97.5 FM. Over here on 105.5 at 7 o'clock, the puck will drop for River Kings Hockey taking on the Northwest Express. Mike and Seth will have that game for you on Friday and Saturday. All games right here in Rapids. Get to the rec if you can. Otherwise, check out 105.5 and let us bring it to you. We'll be back with Playmakers on Monday. Looking forward to talking about all of this and the weekend games and everything. For those who did not see, there's been a couple of hirings in baseball. Kurt Suzuki, former catcher for a couple of teams, has been picked up by the California Angels to be
there. Albert Pujols.
Interesting hire, but also a sign of the times, because you saw something just happen, a report come across from Jeff Passan that you've never seen before. Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vietello is finalizing a deal to become the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. This is all said and done. And we've never seen this in college baseball, in pro baseball.
Yeah.
A college coach go right to the majors.
Yeah, you've never seen
it's
that.
It's never happened.
Seth might know of a couple instances, but I've never seen it.
I brought it up with him earlier this morning, and just according to Passan and everybody else, this is a jump that has never happened. A college coach to MLB manager without any professional experience.
I don't know. I trust Seth a little more than some of these guys.
100%. I will take Seth over anybody other than maybe Tim Kirchen.
Okay,
maybe, but it's close. It's a close race.
It's close.
But we're seeing something happening in baseball that is very interesting to me.
A new look? A different look?
Yes.
A different way about going about it? Because unfortunately, baseball is so you got to cuddle on the lines. No, sometimes cutting on the lines, that's how you lose.
Between those two names and Albert Pujols being flirted around, that he's going to be a manager somewhere.
Yeah,
we just don't know.
Where.
Is it Baltimore?
Baltimore
is it over
was
here?
Thought, yeah.
We see the young Schumacher who was
Skip.
Yeah, he was doing great with Florida, and now he's in Texas. You're going to see more and more
of
this.
And I thought he was doing okay in Florida. But
was ridiculous. They let him go. That was stupid. That's organization is just ridiculous.
Yep.
I couldn't imagine being a Marlins fan. It's frustrating being a Sox fan, but at least I know what my team is. They get
blowing smoke
good.
In Miami. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a real shame what that is. It's very interesting to me what they're doing in baseball and where that's going. I'm curious to see who gets that Padres job.
Yep.
Boy, that's a good job. I mean, if you want a job where they're just going to go ahead and buy what you want, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
There's some interesting stuff going on with baseball and that. I'm curious to see where it goes. The college football slate looks really good this weekend. Should be enjoyable. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll be sure to check it out and talk about it on Monday's show. Michael will be back hopefully on Monday. We'll see if you're able to or not. But Michael will be available over the next couple of nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. His voice is going to be worked, everybody. Be sure to join us for great sports action right here at 105.5. Great show, man.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Fast hour, man.
Yeah, it was. Have a good night, everybody.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm happy to be here with you on this Wednesday afternoon, evening, whatever you think it is. I'm happy to be here with you. I hope you all are well. Let's kick things off with Dierks Bentley.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up